Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 771. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how you can receive one at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including postage and handling. We're continuing on in the book of Revelation. I'm in chapter 19 now. I'll be starting at verse 11. I've got music and possibly a letter. All right, now I'm going to pray that the Lord will anoint me through this message. Father God, I pray that you'll anoint me through this message in Jesus' mighty name and open the hearts of fair-minded people, people that would not like to go to hell and the lake of fire, but people that would like to go to heaven and spend eternity in peace and happiness and joy. Father, rebuke Satan. I rebuke him, Father, in the blood of Jesus and in your mighty name, in Jesus' name. Open mighty doors for us in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, we're here in chapter 19 now, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Ooh, this one that sits on the white horse is Jesus. And Jesus makes war. He's not a homosexual like you homosexuals think he is. He's going to make war against you and all the other sinners, unrepentant sinners. Verse 12, his eyes were as the flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, because he's the boss of bosses, the king of all kingdoms, the king of kings and the lord of lords. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. That's Jesus, his blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. He says, the words that I speak unto you are both spirit and they are life. They are the Word of God. They have the power to put faith into your body, into your spirit, into your mind, into your soul, so that whatsoever you call upon the Lord with, he'll do it. But you have to believe that you're going to receive it before you even receive it. Otherwise, you won't receive it. He's the Word of God. He's true. Verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 15, and out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that's the word of God, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, the word of God. Now his word will destroy or smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. That's his word also. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Verse 16. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. And it says, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, he makes all of us kings and priests, but he's the king of all of us kings and all of us priests. Verse 17, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Come and watch Romas eat his supper. All these birds are going to eat all the dead people that God kills. And the flesh is going to fill the bellies of vultures and other scavengers. Verse 18, and ye may eat the flesh of kings, all these supposed to be kings, and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men, politicians, that is, in the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Verse 19, and I saw the beast, this one world government, and all the kings of the earth sitting at their tables, so, you know, summarizing, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. That's something, to make war against God, I see. Verse 20, and the beast was taken, and with him a false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. Oh, I just love the image of the beast, they say. Oh, I just say, all the wonderful things that they have for me. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Verse 21, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. He just says the word, and you're dissolved. They're slain. And the birds, he could dissolve you, but he wants the birds to eat you up. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now I'm going into chapter 20. We're getting close to the end of Revelation, folks. I think I've explained it well enough to where you understand it, and you know that the truth is what I'm telling you. Chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. Verse 2. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, the devil, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Verse 3. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, put a lid on top of the bottomless pit, like a manhole cover, much stronger than that, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. When the Lord says a little, that just means a very little. Verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, which is the one world government, or paid any attention to it, the one world government, the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Verse 5, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power. What does that mean, the second death? Well, you were dead in your sins and trespasses once, and then you received the Lord, and you were resurrected from your dead, your spiritual deadness. So you weren't dead anymore. But if you sin then after that, if you're a liar, but the liars don't believe what they're hearing here. So blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. But when the Bible talks about those that the second death will hurt, those are ones that have died again. They're like trees that have been plucked up twice. They were plucked out of the ground of their dead works when they first got saved. Then they went back into sin or perdition, and they were pulled up again, and this time they're dead forever. Dead spiritually, but they'll be penalized in the lake of fire forever. Verse 7, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Verse 8, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, encompassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So even after they'd been bound in a pit for 1,000 years, they still thought that they could come and win the battle. And God let them out just for a few minutes and devoured them. They're trash. They're to be burnt. Verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, the United Nations, and the false prophets, which is the Vatican, the popes, are and shall be tormented day and night. For how long? For how long?
Forever
and ever. For it's never going to end, folks. Verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. All God has to do is just look at the earth and it trembles. The hills, and they melt, and the mountains, and there was found no place for them. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, poor people and rich people, stand before God, and the books were opened. And all the things that you're doing on this earth, you're not serving the Lord. That's in the book. You didn't receive his commandments to win souls. You didn't read, pray. And when you were reading and saw the things that you were supposed to do, you didn't do them. So that was disobedience. And so therefore you're a witch. And the Lord suffers not a witch to live in heaven. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, forevermore, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Wait a minute, I thought we didn't have... No, you're going to be judged by their work. Now, you see what the Lord says that you're supposed to do in the Bible, and you didn't do it. You didn't work. You didn't arbeiten. You never traveled. Ha ha. He's judging everybody by their works. He just sat around, watched TV, busted open some beer, sat there, couch potato, getting your beer belly, and then turn on pornography and watch that for a while. Eat all the kids out of the house because you're so holy, you think. Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. Again, work! Arbeiten! Trabajo! Get busy! What do you think? God saved your soul or came to earth and died and went to hell and resurrected from the dead and went up to heaven so that you could sit around? You're crazy. You're insane. You're deceived by the beast and by the false prophet. Verse 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So if you're not born again of the Spirit, you're going into the lake of fire. Because you don't work. You just think, you know, you're supposed to work the works of Satan. Okay, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Verse 2, and I, John, saw the holy city, which is the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That's why I say we are the New Jerusalem. We're the bride of God. Amen?
Amen.
And our husband is Jesus. We're married to him. We're fused into him, and he's fused into us. He's the vine, we're the branches. He's the olive tree, and we're the branches. Verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, The tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4, and God shall wipe away all our tears, shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Hallelujah! Neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Do you get that? For the former things, all these things, are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. We become new creatures in the Lord. And he said unto me, John, write, for these words are true and faithful. Verse 6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the A to Z, the beginning and the end. The beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega is the Greek words for A to Z. Okay? In the end, I will give unto him that is thirsty. I will give of him the fountain of the water of life, which is the Holy Spirit. I'll give it to him freely that hungers and thirsts for this power and for this water, this pure, clean Spirit of the Lord. Verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things that I have, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8, but the fearful, that fear Satan, to fear to change your life from what it was unto this kind of life, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, like these abortionists, first-degree murderers is what it really is, and the whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their place, their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Verse 9, and there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Oh, all of us together, the New Jerusalem. Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Verse 11, having the glory of God and her light. It's so glorious to be saved, to be perfect. And now everybody's saying you can't be perfect, but the Lord says we have to be. And he shows us how. By being in the Spirit, we're perfect. Having the glory, we're glorious of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious. We're most precious to the Lord. Even like a jasper stone, which is clear as crystal. It's like a jasper stone is a diamond. Verse 12, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the elders, or the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And these 12 people of the tribes, these are children out of the polygamous marriage. They are Jacob's son. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And they're the 12 tribes of Israel, a polygamous marriage. Jacob had 4 wives, and all these boys came out of those 4 wives. Verse 14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb of Christ. Verse 15, and he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. This is the Bible, the measuring rod. Verse 16, and the city lieth four square, it's like square, and the length of it is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Well, we have a letter here, so I'm going to continue this on the next message. So where's the first letter from?
From Suyana, Peru.
Okay, let's hear it.
God bless you. Loving greetings from the brethren in the Tony Ulamo Christian Ministries of Suyana, Peru. I want to inform you, Brother Tony Ulamo, that we had our crusade or youth center where we shared the word of God. It lasted 3 days. We listened to your CDs with your messages that are of a great blessing, and by the grace of God, 250 youths accepted Jesus as their Savior. Send a lot of your material or literature. We also want Messiah books, many Bibles for the youths that need to read the Word of God. While they entered into the stadium there and listened to your messages, they felt very happy, and they asked me if we had Bibles because they felt the desire to leave the bad things and they wanted to begin to read the Bible. Brother Pastor Tony Ulamo, what a marvelous work the Lord does, touching hard hearts through your literature that is anointed by the power of God. God is doing the work. I want to communicate with you and also ask that you pray for this work that is being realized for the glory of God. Help us in whatever way you are able to, Brother Tony Ulamo. We are realizing this work by faith. I know that God will provide. Blessings, Brother Tony Ulamo Ministries, Andre from Suyana, Peru.
All right, praise the Lord. Now we have another one, real short.
From Nyanza, Kenya, Africa. Dear Pastor, I greet you in the strong, wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. I am fine in the Lord. I received your letter dated the 23rd of May, and I was pleased with your sweet reply. First and foremost, I would say thank you and God bless you for your response. I would also appreciate your prayer and commitment over my problems. Pastor, let me just come straight to the point. Right now, God is doing wonderful things here in Kenya through your newsletters and literature, plus the Messiah books that you are sending. There is a big transformation, and people are coming to Jesus as their personal Savior. I have been distributing the newsletters and literature and doing some evangelism and soul winning, and as we are seeing the mighty hand of our Lord Jesus Christ, the literature is in high demand now. Me and my co-workers in the Lord have planted over 50 churches in 3 states. Send us newsletters, literature, Bibles, and CDs. May God bless you, yours in Christ, Philip from Nyanza, Kenya,
Africa. Right, praise the Lord. Well, that is wonderful to hear all these wonderful reports. And this is time to accept, you know, anybody could hear the book of Revelation and see the condemnation on all those that are deceived by the beast, the whore, and the false prophet, and the media, the mouth of Satan. They know, you know, what's coming up here, and you see everything else that the Lord has said that would happen, has happened already, and so you know for sure that these things will happen as well. So right now, let's get right with the Lord by saying this prayer to Him. He'll enter into you, you'll be His people, and He'll be your God. Just say this prayer now. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that You, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, You will save my soul, I know, because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 771.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Ulamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Praise the Lord, this is World Pastor Tony Ulamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for very possibly the conclusion of the book of Revelation. This is my first run all the way through the book of Revelation. And until then, God bless you and praise the Lord. This is myself singing for you, Stand By Me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, who rules wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, now who never lost in that world, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Now who never lost in that world, stand by me.